It's day 23 of the February 2015 Community Audio Month. Today's topics are: what are behaviours from others that should not be tolerated? Oh my God. I think, to be honest with you, we're all different and we all have varying degrees of tolerance. And by that I mean that what might offend me might not offend another person. So I guess it's down to personal tolerances. And tolerance, tolerated, is something that, in plainest of terms, is something that you would put up with, if you know what I mean. So if it's not tolerated, it's something that you would not put up with. And I don't know to what extent that would go, you know. I'd say, in general, crime should never be tolerated, no matter what it is. People make excuses. Lawyers, defence lawyers make excuses. Even the criminals themselves make excuses. Oh, I had a bad upbringing or something. But it doesn't matter what the crime is. It could be a bank robbery, or it could just be stealing an old lady's purse. It's still a crime. Crime should not be tolerated. Unfortunately, we're stuck with it, so we'll never have tolerance for crime. Hatred should never be tolerated. It's one of the strongest words in the English dictionary, is hatred. And we all say it, use that word many, many times, you know. Oh, I hate when it snows, or I hate when my toast falls on the carpet. We don't really hate it, it's just an expression. But hate, said in its purest of meanings, is a terrible word. I hate. I've heard children say to their parents, "I hate you," with venom in their voices. And I think hate should never be tolerated. It's very difficult for some people maybe to understand that, but that's when it's used in a generalisation. That's okay. It's just, we're just using words. But hate, oh no, we should never hate someone like that. What else should not be tolerated? Well, of course, so many things in life, like spouse bashing, that's the way I could put it. You know, a man beating his wife, or, as I have known on occasion, not me personally, by the way, but a wife doing the same to a man or a man, that should never. Abuse of children in the physical sense, I mean, of you know, knocking up and down, slapping a kid because they've just went far too far over the score and haven't taken a tell and given them a wee scalp. To my mind, that's not cruelty. But when it comes to when they're being hit on a regular basis, yes, that should never be tolerated. Sex crimes should never be tolerated. I think that one of the worst crimes of the law is rape on a woman. I think it's a terrible thing. Should never be tolerated. Men make excuses. Oh, I had urges and I couldn't help myself. Well, we all get urges as men. We all get terrible urges at times, depending on a period of life. But if we all just gave in and said, "Oh well, I had urges, you know, it's not my fault." No, that should never be tolerated. Child abuse, obviously. My God, the probably most heinous of crimes should not be tolerated. My God, now that I'm thinking about it, I thought this would be difficult. I'm thinking more and more. Man's inhumanity to man. Well, there you go. Yes, I think that's enough. I know there's many, many more instances of things that shouldn't be tolerated. I think that can be covered by other people. I think that'll do me just now. I'm going to get a wee bit down thinking about all the horrible things that us humans do in this world. What confuses you the most about society these days? I guess it's the indifference to their surrounding neighbours and people in general. The modern culture seems to be, you know, they have their home and their family, or not, and they don't even know their neighbours. Within reason, you know, you might know their next door neighbour, but that, all too often they don't even know the person three doors up or three doors down or across the way or something. And that confuses me simply because we are sociable creatures, but it seems to be that the modern age is to isolate yourself away. Years ago, people used to leave their doors open when people had, they had fences between gardens. It was just an open wire, three or four wire fence or metal posts. There was no real physical barrier. You could step over these or go between the wires. People would talk to each other across the fence, at the back door, at the front door, across the way. And nowadays people want 6 foot solid fencing around their little castles to further seclude themselves away from those around them. That confuses me, why people want to go down that road of not knowing, not being friendly and neighbourly. What is it about society today that worries you the most? I think it's the disregard for others. You see it every day in supermarkets. People have no regard for those around them. They cheat, sneak at checkouts. They, on the road, roads nowadays, my God, you have to watch out. They'd kill you, they'd cut you up. There's vengeance in their faces as they blast their horns and don't stop at red lights and put people at great risk. And even to the extent where they put their family at risk because of their stupidity and just have to get through that light or just have to beat you to the punch. And I think it's shocking. It's just people, so much indifference to those around them. I guess that's what worries me, because if it's at this stage just now, what's it going to be like in 10, 20 years' time? My God, human nature is, it's going downhill rapidly. What is the worst behaviour I've ever witnessed? Oh my God, behaviour. Worst behaviour, behaviour. That's a difficult one, actually. I mean, I could go back to my youth, when Bathgate was a heaving place with dancing and cafes and people coming from all around. I guess the worst behaviour I ever saw was a group of guys giving a couple of guys a severe scene to, as they say. Worst I'd ever seen. I mean, guys fought the whole time. There were always fights. But this was really pretty vicious and left these two guys in one hell of a state, really. In fact, they were so bad, it was, you thought they swore they were dead. They just the kicking, they go up, kicking their heads. It's one thing, a fight's a fight, but kicking someone in the head, in the face. My God, I think that was the worst. Because I can't honestly think of anything that was worse than that in the rest of my days. What is the single worst quality a person can have? The worst quality a person can have. I The worst quality a person could have, in my mind, would be not to this is a hard one. I'm trying to put it in words, I know what I'm thinking. Not to have love. Not to have love in their hearts, I mean. When people, if someone is so bitter and twisted that everything in life is a burden, everything's against them, the albatross is on the shoulder. The world hates me and I hate the world. So for a human being not to have love, for other human beings, basically. I mean, I don't love the guy standing next to me in the supermarket. But love as in the general term of you're part of this world, you're part of the many hundreds of thousands of people around you. And if we were all like that, my God, considering what I've just said about tolerance and things that worry me, my goodness sake, if we were all like that. So I think the worst quality would be without love in your heart for life or for just being alive, just appreciating those around you, appreciating the life you've got. I know it may be hard for some people in life depending on what they're getting, but in general, that would be the worst. Because with some love in your heart, you'll be a better person. You'll appreciate people more, you'll appreciate happenings more, you'll just appreciate the world more. That's it, I guess. What a great subject that Sassy Cat has put out there. Actually, it's quite mind-tasking for me, not being a man clever with words. Thanks for listening.